Hello, and a very good day to you all. My name is August Prinsel. I grew up in this beautiful town, and people here think of me as a bit of a crazy coot. But don't be fooled by my appearance. You're wondering why I'm wearing a thermometer on my hat? Surely it's obvious, so that I know whether it's warm or cold outside here. But that's enough about me. I'd like to invite you to wander about the town with me. A nice little walk in the shadow of the mighty monastery, which will take about an hour. In the 11th century, the settlement at the foot of, or rather alongside, the Babenberg residence achieved its status and importance thanks to the territorial prince's direct influence. It could develop magnificently under the protection of the largest and most significant abbey in the country. Thanks to its convenient traffic location, at the point where the Reichstrasse crosses the Danube waterway, Melk became a regional supply centre. A lot went on here. What's more, there was an important toll gate and a customs office that drew people to the town by land and by water. Lots of trades and crafts developed, turning Melk into a centre for several guilds. I would like to share with you my knowledge and my memories of the buildings, the inhabitants, and the town, which have already experienced so many catastrophes over the years. But do you know what's great? Our little town is still standing.